Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Daniel Velsich is the owner and general manager, and Brenna Velsich is his partner, owner and executive chef at a place called Burger Antics. We'll tell you the website and how to find it, but it's one of our features today. Daniel, Brenna, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you.
So why Antics? I guess everybody's got a burger joint or a beer place. What's the vibe? What's the what's your place all about, Daniel?
Well, we wanted to have fun with burgers. That's where the Antics comes in. When we were trying to come up with our name, we just thought about something that would really connect with our customers, and that's what did it.
Yeah. And then what's the menu all about? You're the chef, Brenna, so what do I find when I go there?
We do American foods, but more of a like a twist onto them. Like our number one thing is obviously burgers, but you know, we do mac and cheese and fried pickles as well. But we make everything in-house and made to order, so it makes us a little bit more special on that end.
The menu includes, I was just looking at it, chicken wings, deviled eggs, fried pickles, good idea, mac and cheese, slider plate. Under burgers, you can buy one of the burgers that you concoct, or there's the build your own damn burger place on the menu. What do people do? Do they defer to you, or do they tend to craft their own?
You know, people do get crafty, but people definitely have their favorite ones that, you know, I build for them.
And what's an example? What's one of your craft burgers?
So specifically, one of the most fun ones that we do is jelly, peanut butter, and bacon. People, you know, are a little weary about that at first, but nobody's disliked it in the 9 years that we've been open.
But you got to get them to try it first. I mean, if I've seen something like that on a menu before, but I don't think it would be my first choice. It's a pretty good combo, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you've probably seen it before, obviously, but it's you have to be willing to try it. And after you try it, you're going to fall in love.
I'm reading the menu now. Maybe this is just a weekly special. The Burger of the Week, the Virtuoso, imported French brie, caramelized onion, and raisin apple chutney. Now, that does sound good. How does that one go?
So that one's built after, I made it specifically for my birthday. Today's my birthday. And
happy birthday.
I just kind of put whatever I liked on the burger, honestly.
Keep talking. Go ahead, Brenna.
Oh, no, I'm just a big brie fan, so I just took that cheese and built it from there.
Got it. I dress myself sometimes that way. I say, okay, I like these socks. Oh, these pants go with these socks. Oh, now I have to wear this shirt because it goes with the pants. You started with the cheese you like and built the burger around it, right?
Yep, exactly.
Talk about the bar service. What do we drink when we go to Burger Antics?
Well, we have a really nice craft beer selection. We have 16 drafts, and we don't do any of the macro brews on there. It's all micro brews, craft beer. We focus on local breweries. And then we have a really nice cocktail program that we've been developing over the past few years. Our customers have really gravitated towards that.
Oh, yeah? What do you serve a lot of in that department, Daniel?
Well, our number one seller is our Old Fashioned. It's got a great bourbon in it. We use Demerara syrup and some really nice bitters. And then our Palomas are second best. We use real grapefruit juice, sparkling mineral water, as opposed to just using like a grapefruit soda in it.
Old fashions are really the rage these days, aren't they? Not just in Wisconsin, but that sure is the popular cocktail right now, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead.
Sorry. Daniel, finish that thought. Tell me more about the popularity of that drink.
Well, the Old Fashioned has just blown up. You know, you mentioned the Wisconsin Old Fashioned that started off as a brandy Old Fashioned, but the one that has really taken off around us is bourbon Old Fashioned. And then we just have lots of other cocktails that are doing really well. I made a one I called an Alpine Rum Punch. I blended three different rums together with an Alpine Amaro, which is like an Italian herbal liqueur. And people have started loving that one. That's only around for a couple of months because we change our menu every 3 months.
Burger Antics is located at 3740 Grand Avenue and Grand Boulevard in Brookfield. Whereabouts is that in relation to the zoo or maybe the train? Where are you guys?
It's really close to both. We're probably 100 yards off the train platform. The zoo is very close. That's where we get a lot of our customers from. They look us up. They see that we're one of the highest rated restaurants in Brookfield, and they come check us out. Between them and the local Brookfield customers who support us on a daily basis, we've got a great clientele.
Lucky the folks in Brookfield have a place like this. They can patronize all the time, and visitors to the zoo, yeah, why not? BurgerAntics.com is the website. BurgerAntics.com is in Brookfield. Daniel Brenna, congratulations. Thanks for visiting with us today.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Much.